الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with a number of poets and experts in Persian literature in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on Wednesday, April 5, 2023. The meeting took place on the eve of the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Of course, if anyone reads about the 300 or 400 year long history of colonialism, they will realize what colonialism has done to the world. They will realize what the colonists have done to Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the entire American continent. That is another matter. They equipped a rabid dog like Saddam Hussein during our time. They also gave him planes so that he could drop bombs on us. I won't forget that, because using planes was both difficult and dangerous. It was more efficient for him to attack using cannonballs. But where did he want to attack? Well, Darfur and places like that were already being hit. He wanted to bomb Tehran, so the French came and made these long cannon tubes for him so that his cannonballs could reach Tehran. This is how they helped him. German chemical factories were put at the service of Saddam Hussein to make Halabja, Sardasht, and the opposing battlefields the center of these crimes by killing thousands of people. This is what they did in Iran. This is their onslaught. This onslaught is diverse. It is not always the same. This was just one type.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Sanctions are also part of their onslaught. Like pharmaceutical sanctions. If Western countries could do something to deprive a country like Islamic Iran, which is pursuing the path of independence, stability, and perseverance of the food they need, they would do it in the same way that they banned essential pharmaceuticals. Back when we were in need of vaccines, they took the money for them, but did not deliver the vaccines to us. In 2020, they took the money for vaccines, but they did not deliver them to us under various pretexts. If they could do something to prevent the people's food and bread from coming into the country, or if they could stop the production of these inside the country, they would definitely do it. That is how they are. Now, about the famine of the country. That was something that should be discussed separately. That was another form of onslaught.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.